Hi, John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. That's a sound many of us are familiar with. And a major flavor component of beer and ale is hops. Hops only started being used in beer about 1,000 years ago. The discovery of their preservative qualities, along with their bitter flavor, allowed them to replace the formerly used set of bitter herbs. Beer purity laws in Germany allow nothing but malt, water, and hops. Yeast was an unknown part of the equation back then. But back to hops, a plant that grows best around the 45th parallel. That's why Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and formerly New York and Massachusetts are the big hop-growing states in the U.S. If you decide to plant hops either as a sunscreen or for the herbal and brewing value they provide, provide good support and stand back. Hops can grow 20 feet or more each season, and the plants can live for 50 years. Hops will not spread seed and new sprouts everywhere because unless you are a hop breeder, you will only be growing female vines. Starts are available at local nurseries, or you can take sprouts from a friend's plants. The herbal and flavor value of hops comes from their cones, which are really flowers, and those flowers grow only on the female vines. The lupulin in hops not only gives beer its distinctive taste, herbalists use it as a sleep aid, and it is one of the antibacterial ingredients in the plant that allows homebrewers to keep their beer fresh for 6 months or more. Hops are native to Europe and North America, and some of the multi-continental cross varieties like Willamette and Cascade have now leapt back across the Atlantic and are used in European beers. You can try local beers made with both dried and fresh hops and learn more about the plant at this weekend's KLCC Brewfest. I'm John Fisher with Good Gardening.